we should stop by the studio here, but the Richland Center girls softball team, Coach Jamie Gander is here. We have Aubrey Kolstad, Kyrie Fisher, and JC Gander. You got a big doings coming up this weekend, Coach.
Yeah, we're doing our first annual meat raffle fundraiser at the Phoenix Center Saturday night.
Indeed. So that's coming up real quickly. What are the times in that?
5 to 8 p.m. We're going to be doing the meat raffle, and we're going to have a by donation pizza, salad, and pop buffet for everybody that wants to come in and eat. They're more than welcome to.
And you're going to be raising some funds.
Yeah, we're hoping to raise funds to help pay for a batting cage down at our field. And we picked up some nice new bats this year we're going to be paying for. And next year we have our uniforms coming up. So, yeah, we're just trying to get some help from the public here.
That'll be awesome. Let's talk about the season a little bit, you know, kind of spur up some of that interest. Aubrey Kolstad is here. Aubrey, how's the season gone so far for you?
It's gone really well. We've won our first two games.
Mm-hmm. And things are hot and happening. You're going to start in conference play real soon, too. So
yeah, we start conference next week.
You gained a little confidence last year with the team. Yep. Did that help you? Does that help you this year?
Yeah, just like last year I was on JV, and then I just like got to play a little bit of varsity and just like experience it a little bit. And then this year, just like getting to play second and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just makes you want more, makes you crave more, right?
Yeah, it's
more
fun.
Success, right? And Kyrie Fisher is on the other side over here. Kyrie, how's it gone for you? Obviously, it's gone pretty well.
So. Yes, it's gone pretty well.
And so far, how have you felt on the in the circle? You feel like you did last year? I mean, last year as a freshman, it was kind of all new, right?
Yeah, it's nice to have a year under your belt, especially because I didn't really know what to expect last year. And now this year, I kind of have a little more what my expectations are going into a game. So
I had to wonder, too, that very first game, it was really sloppy and out there. Do you think about, you know, when it's slippery and things like that? Does that change your mindset?
I feel like the ball is a lot harder to read compared to usual because it doesn't. It kind of just sticks in the mud. Otherwise, I think it's you just got to switch out the ball when they get wet, I guess.
Right, exactly. And they had to do that a lot. JC Gander is here as well. Are you excited about the prospect of having a batting cage?
Yeah, I think it'll help us more during warm-ups.
Yeah, get a chance to get a few extra swings in that kind of thing. Are you superstitious? Like, you know, like maybe I need to do this because I did this last game and it worked?
Yeah, I mean, last year I know, like, we have a thing called the Thunder Stick. I know I've never missed it before, but I feel like if I do it, I might mess up.
So you keep hitting the mark then?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You had a big home run last year.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do it again more this year.
Yeah, and so you feel like you gained a little bit? You take a lot of swings in the off season too?
Yeah, I just don't think about that, though, when I go up. Like, I try to just hit it, too. But,
sure.
Yeah.
Going to be a fun night on Saturday night. So you're going to be out there trying to sell some paddles, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have they told you, have you got a job specifically that you're supposed to do?
No, not yet.
Okay. You're waiting for your assignment, right?
Yeah.
Coach, your main job's going to be selling paddles. We're going to get them going around and letting everyone know we're in there. And, just getting them get out. You know, it's called Meet Your 2026 Softball Team, kind of a little kicker there we had a little fun with. So, yeah, we just want to get the public out. You know, last year we had a good season and a lot of young kids, and even again this year, you know. So we just want to get the public out, and if they want to come in and see these girls, they're going to be there and help support the team.
Indeed. Yeah. Sounds like they worked a little bit in the off season.
Yeah, they did. You know, we had some open gyms we started back in probably late December, early January. We got them at the middle school, and we had quite a few turnout for that. And then we were able to help with the youth program, too. We invited the 7th and 8th grade team to come in, and actually some of these girls were there to help them and show them, you know, we want them to stay in the program. And, you know, we need numbers. We had a short class this year with freshmen. We just got one in Elsa Haiti, and she's doing a good job for us, but we need to get some more girls to come out next year and stay with it. So
good. Aubrey, what's your favorite part of the game?
Probably playing the field would be my favorite.
You've had to come up with a couple of good plays here so far, too, haven't
yep.
you? Yeah. You preserved the perfect game the other night with a play at second base, didn't you?
Yeah, Kyrie made it pretty easy. It wasn't too much work for us.
It was a worm burner on the ground, though. You had to make the play.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And Kyrie, looking ahead to the future there, you're looking forward to the conference when that starts next week?
Yeah, especially because it's going to be a lot of competition in our conference this year, so it's just something that we get to look forward to because we're going to get a lot more. playing time, it's going to be more difficult for us.
And JC, do you remember what game last year was kind of the light bulb game where you realized that, hey, we can hang around, we can play with the best teams? The Platteville game, one game that comes to mind is, I don't even know if you won it, but I think it was Lancaster.
I think our Lancaster game, it was a tough game, but we came around and won. And
yeah.
We got our bats going right at the last inning, I remember, and I think that's when we really believed in ourselves.
Good. Well, it's going to be a fun season again.
Yeah.
We just need some warmer weather, Coach.
That would help, yeah.
Bring that, see what you can do about that for next week.
I'll try. So, best.
Again, the time's coming up on Saturday night, Jamie.
So again, it's 5 to 8. We'll probably be there a little early, get things going. Greg and Amy have been gracious, as always, to open up the doors and get us in there early, and we'll get the meat raffles all organized and set up. And then about 5 o'clock is probably when we'll start serving the pizza and getting some of the girls walking around selling the paddles.
And you've had some good donations, too, right?
Yeah, we have. Got to try to remember. And there's more coming in, so if I miss anybody here. But Hall of Fame Beef is donating. They just committed yesterday. Augelli Concrete made a really nice contribution to our program and to the youth. So if anyone sees those guys, make sure you shake their hand and tell them thank you. The Phoenix Center, obviously, Greg and Amy are helping with the facility and donating some meat. Badgerland Flooring's donating some meat. Trying to remember who else we got here. Richland Locker. Yeah, Craig's doing a great job. I can't thank him enough. I went in and told him what we needed, and he's just going to take care of it for us. So he said he'd have it all laid out, and we're going to pick that up on either Friday night or Saturday morning. And, there's more people have reached out, and I think we'll get some more donations as time moves forward here. Jeremy Newberry Carpentry, his son, made us a really nice spinning wheel. So that would be something to come in and see. He dropped it off at our store the other day, and boy, he did a nice job on it. I believe his name's Isaac. I hope I have that right. But did a really good job on that. So that'd be neat to see, too.
Yeah, so that's how you win the meat, if you're number...
Yeah, so we'll be handing out, I think, Bailey Paint. There's another one. They're going to donate some paint sticks, and we'll have numbers on those, and those will be the paddles, and then we'll spin the wheel. And if it hits number two and you have paddle number two, you're going to come up and get your prize.
Wonderful. All for the cause. And these kind of things, anymore, I don't care what sport it is, you need some extra dollars to kind of help with equipment, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It's getting tough. I think everybody knows that. Every sport anymore, it's hard for the school district to fund all this. It's just everything, has went up. And, if we don't try to do things like this, it's hard to keep up with the other teams, the other schools, and just the program as a whole. We need help, and what a fun way to do it, right? Come out, get some pop, get some pizza, salad, and then just enjoy the evening, get to meet the kids.
Good weekend. Yeah, meet and greet with the team.
Yep.
So, sounds good. Good luck, ladies, this year.
Thank you.
You bet. And Jamie, good luck with your event on Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Of course, there is no softball game tonight. Probably not much of anything going on in terms of spring sports. The Richland Center track team was to be at Dodgeville tonight for a track meet, but that six-team event has been called off and will not be made up. Bowling scores from the Merchants League Series High. Phoenix Center Team 2, 28-69. Walsh's Ace Hardware, 28-38. RV Cold Storage, 28-32. Team Game Honors, Premier Co-op, 10-22. AutoZone, 10-11. And RV Cold Storage, a 1,009. Chase Keller with a top series, 6-55. Wyatt Detweiler, 6-53. Brian Klebisaddle, a 6-52. Wyatt Detweiler, a 2-68. Nick Hodge had the second best game, a 249, and Chase Keller, a 243 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Brewers exploded for 6 runs to break a 2-2 tie last night, beating Tampa Bay 8-2. A 2-run single by Christian Yelich put Milwaukee ahead. Bryce Terang had tied the score at 2 with a 2-run home run in the third. Jacob Mizorowski earned the pitching victory with 6 strong innings on the mound. Here is his manager, Pat Murphy.
To give a 6, I mean, on a day like today, it was pretty long. Very good. I thought he was very, very good, under control. You got to give Contreras a bunch of credit. You do. He called a good game.
Murphy was also asked about the team's ability to come back.
I think you're going to get behind sometimes when you have two good pitchers going against each other. Rasmussen, I thought we had good at-bats against them early. I really did. We lined out 4 times. I felt like, we're going to break through. And then he just settled in and punched 6 in a row or 5 in a row, whatever he did. You get the pitch count up there. It's 100 pitches, and they're pretty close. Get them out of there and try to do some damage against their pen.
The Brewers are off today. They'll start a series with Kansas City tomorrow night. Other games last night, Atlanta 5-1 over the Athletics, Miami 10, White Sox nothing, Colorado 2-1 over Toronto, the Cubs 6, Angels 2, Arizona 1-0 over Detroit, Cleveland 4-1 winners against the Dodgers. In the National League, Pittsburgh 8, Cincinnati 3, Philadelphia 6-5 over Washington, St. Louis 2, the Mets 1, San Diego 7, San Francisco 1. And in the American League, Baltimore by a score of 8-3 over Texas, Houston 6, Boston 4, the Yankees 5-3 over Seattle, and Kansas City beat Minnesota 13-9. And last night, the Bucks dropped a 119-113 game at Houston. The Bucks made the game close near the end but couldn't claim the lead. Milwaukee hosts the Celtics coming up on Friday night. And that is an update on sports. I am Phil Neat.